Okay, hello, hello, everybody. Hello, hello, hello. This is Lynn, Mystic Healer. And thank you so much for tuning in today. Spiritual Emergency Training on BBSRadio.com, Station 1, Free Archives. Check these out. And today I have he's here back again, Frank Piekarski. And he has a background with hydroponic engineering and all kinds of different landscaping and builders of, you know, building all kinds of building projects of all sorts, even including tile and stone masonry. Oh, his logging background would just be, you know, books written on it. It's just amazing, his logging background. And he's also very involved with working with gemstones. So he's also had several near-death experiences and contact with the Holy Spirit realm. I mean, real contact. So, but the thing is, he also knows more about drug wars and what's been going on in that realm more than most anyone I've ever known. And between the drug wars and Big Pharma and then just the warring systems, we're going to be talking about legislation to transform the drugging, Big Pharma, and the drug wars and the killing wars. So welcome, welcome, Frank. Thank you for taking time to be on the show today.
Well, thank you, Lynn. I appreciate you having me back. I'm sure we have a couple of touchy subjects for some people here today, but they need to be addressed, and I thank you. So to begin with, I have a background in being in the woods a lot, and what I've been ringing the alarm about this week, talking to Department of Fish and Wildlife here in Oregon, is the fact that there's no small fish in the creeks. I mean, we're not seeing salmon smolt. We're not seeing, you know, any of these small fish clear up in the mountain streams like we used to. I mean, the herons used to come in there, and they were there for like 2 weeks at a time, you know, just trying to pluck little fish out of the creeks. And now one heron came in, was there for 2 hours and left, and none have even been back this spring. I mean, it's really a sad scenario. We've had huge, huge weatherization flushes of the rivers. All five rivers around Coos Bay area especially have been wiped out the last 3 years in a row. All the eggs that are in the stream beds, the gravel beds, have been just washed out and flushed right down the river. So now more than ever, we have an extreme emergency, fish emergency, because if we don't refund these hatcheries and get our fish count back coming in from the hatcheries, we're not going to have any natural runs anymore, the way the weather's going. You know, it's a pretty scary scenario with this global warming. And a lot of people say that there is any global warming, but whether there is or whether there isn't, the fact is the woods are dry as can be. We're not getting the water that we used to here in the Pacific Northwest. And when you cut, I've cut slash and done salvage logging for, you know, most of my life. And I make burl tables and stuff. So I'm out there in the woods, and I see a lot of these things that a lot of the normal people that, you know, have to work in the city all the time don't see. And it alarms me extremely, the things that have been going on, like no bees out there in the forest, you know. I mean, it was really bad a couple of years ago. I mean, we've seen a few of them lately, but it's you know, it's kind of terrorizing the natural resources. Collusion that we've got going, we got to get a handle on it. I mean,
yeah, it ties into the topic today is why we have, you know, the different legislation movements that kind of tie into the corona, you know, virus right now, because the truth is, you can go to Bible health studies groups, and you can go to, go online, everybody. It's really important. You go to natural healing, natural herbs, natural herbal healing for
bacteria,
and natural herbal healing for viruses, okay? So, and then I just want to throw in, I'm going to jump back on the fish. We need smart float farms. You can check those out, too. They're very cool, and they're really good for fish. And for, anyway, and for some water food, green crops, too. I mean, it's some wonderful job projects. So let's jump back to the hydroponic engineering and why they're so critical to let people know that if you go and you look at the natural herb that we have for essential oils, all the different fruits and nuts and berries and what have you, and the seventh generation products, a lot of them, I think they're tied to a lot of the Native American essential oils, but they're claiming, I mean, they heal colds and flu viruses, and 99.99% of bacteria and viruses. So there's a whole bunch of other. Pardon me?
That's amazing.
Well, and so, again, why aren't we demanding these hydroponics at the schools and churches and mass development of the hydroponics that we can grow, and edible landscaping crews and beekeepers? And, you know, I mean, what we're giving billions out for more vaccinations, and people aren't even going to check out madinamerica.org, okay? Madinamerica.org, and then go to, what's the other one? Ring of Fire, probably too.org. And then, you know,
it's
really.
Vaccines Revealed.
Oh,
Vaccines Revealed, a documentary, is another one that's on YouTube.
It's a series. Thank you. Yes. The Vaccine Revealed documentary series. Isn't it important? It's so important to get that out there.
It
thank
really
you.
Is. And then there's one more. It's a feedingamerica.org.
Uh-huh. Don't you think that, I mean, it's that, the Feeding America, and then there's Save the Children groups, and then there's some of the churches are organized with, in Oregon, it's called everychildoregon.org. And, you know, didn't Jesus say you don't want to just hand out food to people? You know, you want to teach them to fish. You just don't want to give it to them, right?
Right, so, exactly, right.
So we need these edible landscaping crews where we're growing nuts, fruits, berries, and for essential oils, and for being able to kill bacteria and viruses. So there you go, you know, and have food local. And I like what you said about then that right there, we don't have to depend on food being trucked from who knows where or when, right?
Right. Well, see, you know, you have all the trucking and the diesel, you know, in the doggone semis that have to come clear across from the Midwest to bring this stuff. It's all sprayed with Roundup. And then, you know, all the cost and infrastructure it takes to get that stuff to us, when people can actually grow even on their roofs, you know, and I think this aluminum roofing is a real good idea, because you can put racks up there and just have it hooked up to your hydroponic pumps, and then have it go right down the gutters, right into your barrels, and recycle the same water. And a key thing is, you know, using rainwater, not using chlorinated water that you get from the city, but once you first start your systems, use, you know, real mountain water or spring water, or you know, even if you have to, denature water, but it's kind of a dead water, has nothing really beneficial in it. But by doing this, you can start your solutions. Now, you can go with organic solutions, which are kind of sea kelp, and there's grow stores everywhere now. I mean, because so many people are growing pot, you can get these solutions very reasonable for growing your own food. And once you see how well it grows and how well cooking, I mean, talk about gourmet cooking, you go right out, clip the herbs right off the bush. There's nothing fresher. Nothing tastes better. And once you get used to it, you spoil yourself and you don't even want that stuff out of the stores. I was a hydrotech engineer for 6 years for Oregon Green Air Products. Mm-hmm. And 20 acres of experimental gardens.
Mm-hmm.
So we devise methods for growing things, real Jack and the Beanstalk stuff, and it's possible. It's pretty amazing what you can do hydroponically. And wall gardens, you know, on the sides of these buildings. You know, as long as the gardens don't go all the way to the street where vermin can jump up into the, you know, into the wall gardens, why, it'd be fine. I'd keep four feet off the ground, you know.
Right. Yeah. Old buildings, they've got some old buildings everywhere now, but there was an old warehouse in Colorado that they revamped, and I think I was telling you about it, where they have light and sound, beautiful sound, you know, frequencies, energy, right? Everything's energy and light. So, and then they have their hydroponics, and the vegetables are just really, I mean, they go nuts with the proper, you know, nutrients, and the people there love it, and they're healthy too, so healthier. So what are we doing? It's all this money.
Well, I think I might have said something about this last week, but, you know, in the schools, there was one school in Portland here that had these fish totes that had tilapia fish growing in them.
Mm-hmm.
And they would, once they got to a certain size, they would sell them to the various Asian markets around town here. But they would recycle that water through their hydroponics, and it would feed the plants. And these plants, you know, the kids were growing on their own vegetables for their cafeterias and stuff. And they were real proud of the food that they were eating because they were growing it themselves, and they were all involved. And then that knowledge carries on through their family, through them, on and on. And, you know, you start a movement of people taking better care of themselves. You can kiss Big Pharma goodbye. Who wants those drugs that are made in China anyway?
China, I know.
I mean, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of things that are going wrong.
Antibiotics. 95% of them, I heard. You have to maybe fact check that, but, and, you know, I mean, why aren't we growing all the natural herbs? Like, how much money is going to the drug wars? Come on. Let's get it out there. We don't. Why not just grow? Look what's happened with marijuana now, you know. And we need them all, you know. Why don't we have coca leaves and have friggin', you know, poppy seeds, you know? It's just weird.
Well, if they're taking the illegal part out of it, you know, and that crushes a curtail or two's income. You know, I'm all for that, but I'm not for blatant, you know, legalizing heroin and methamphetamine and cocaine.
No, no.
You know, but I think that, you know, it could be regulated a little better the way things are going, you know. The way OxyContin was put out on the market through Purdue Pharmaceuticals and these others, you know, they tested all those drugs before they put them out there. They knew what they did to people before they even put them out there on the streets for doctors and pushing their campaigns of, oh, well, you know, prescribe this to your patient. Here's some incentives. And they bring in their lavish lunches to the doggone doctor's offices. I mean, I sat there and saw it. I had my neck and back broke. I had to go weekly to get my dog on pain medication. I was so strung out on OxyContin, it was ridiculous. And so I know all the ups and downs of that, and it's horrific what they've done to our society with this conglomeration of drugs, psychotropic drugs that they give people for, oh, well, this will, you know, if you're depressed, take this, you know, and, you know, most of them, and if you really look at the side effects, cause suicidal tendencies.
And homicide.
So, you know, if we get back to the original plants God put on the earth, which half of them haven't even been tested or evaluated yet, who knows
That's
what we'll perfect. Find, you know? I mean,
cool.
I think that we've been sidestepped by Big Pharma because they want to sell us the drugs and make money off of each prescription, and you have to go to the doctor. It's one big cycle.
Yeah.
Which should be all changed over. It's time to wake up.
Like
society,
I said,
you know, I mean,
why don't people understand that, you know, we need clean air, clean water, clean food, right? But robots don't. So they should really get this, that how much money is going into robotics and robotic biochemical and nuclear weapon systems, even still. 16 more nuclear weapon systems. Yeah, insane. Look up nuclearplanet.com. I mean, what? Now, who's funding what for who? What? You know?
And who okays this? So they just say, hey, oh, we got an extra half a trillion here in the Pentagon this year. Let's fund another one. This sounds like fun, you know? We could really kill a lot of people with this.
Yeah, transhuman
instead of all the military standing down and going green and solving solutions together to actually heal the various countries on this planet.
Yeah, absolutely.
To actually go together and actually heal this earth lovingly, not blowing the crap out of each other at every chance. And the only reason that is because the people that make the bombs set up these little conflicts. They send in some people here and there to do this, blame it on these other people. It's all figured out ahead of time. And it's sad, I think.
Oh, yeah.
But,
they're the
you know, where you have money, you have greed. And where you have greed, you have people doing things that are, it's not right.
Well, it's getting more not right. So you might want to check out responsibletechnology.org and whoa. And then a really important one that I got and I need to share is protectnaturenow.com. And it's about GMO, the next level of GMOs for food supply. And it's frightening and it goes along with the gene editing of babies, too. It's really, I mean, we better wake up. I mean, we're going further and further from love and further from source, okay? And all the answers are inside. Okay, the basic thing, red, yellow, black, and white, okay? Red, yellow, black, and white, worldwide, all have the same basic needs. Same basic needs, okay? And,
all people have the same basic needs. Yeah, I can agree with that, man.
Okay, and the other thing that's fascinating with behavioral science, and because we have internet, cell phones, and language apps, all human beings have the same basic emotions. Yeah. Yep. And... but a lot of them are programmed at ego mind programs that we'll talk about. But then the biggest thing on the whole planet right now, I keep sharing, wanting people to understand, is in behavioral science, and you can look up transformational coaching, spiritual emergence people, blah, blah, I mean, there's just so many of us now, direct source contacting and what have you, people. And the truth is that all human beings have, if any of us are angry or upset, we have to grow up now, get connected to source, and the little ones too, critical thinking, direct contact with the light of God and the Holy Spirit realm, because that's where the answers are. Anyone's angry, upset, red, yellow, black, or white, their answers are inside of them. I mean, some are obvious. They've been abused. They're hurting. They got post-traumatic stress from abuse. You know, I mean, some of them are really obvious. But the other part is, if you're angry, upset, we have phones, okay? Well, cell phones are going to be more, it's not deadly, but I'd say more powerful than any gun, because the pictures, bam, you take the picture. I mean, there's home security.
Well, pictures don't lie. You know, they tell the truth. You're seeing it right there, you know, and the nice thing is there's video now with it, you know, and things are being exposed that were never exposed, that nobody ever believed anybody about before. And that, yes, is a good thing. But the fact that they can hack any of these phones, our government can hack any of these phones, look out both sides of your camera, hear everything that's going on in the room while it's hung up, is beyond violation of privacy. And it's a fact. They can do it. They do it all the time. It's one of their law enforcement tools that they have, and they cover their asses all the way up, you know, with this. But you know, it works on good things too. I mean, you've got people doing some real evil stuff out there. You've got to have some tools. So, you know, where do we draw the line with our privacy? I mean, these are all things to be talked about. And then the actually good thing about this whole Trump administration is that it woke up America. Everybody's just not sitting on the couch watching sports and stuff. People are engaged, whether, you know, you're on one side or the other. People actually are thinking about stuff, and that's about the only good thing I can think of occurred so far.
Yes. Isn't it time, you know? I'm really asking people to understand, like, we have the possibility now. I'm working with, since the 90s, Holistic Chamber of Commerce, okay? And trying to get information out about healthcare, universal healthcare. And it's us. It's the USA to step in at the next level of, evolving consciousness and healthcare systems. So, but we need the food, too. And then we need, like, Homes First Utah. There's Homes First Utah. You can check that, what they're doing out. Homes First Utah. Because if you don't end homelessness now, .org, Kuhumana, K-U-H-U-M-A, N A Ku K U Ku H U H U Mana M A N A .org. Check that video out. They took a military base and revamped it in Hawaii and all the grounds around there. The base, it's green. It's so spiritual, and the roofs are like Oriental, and they blended the barracks into these really cool buildings. Revamped the buildings. And they use it for transitioning people to heal them, the families and the homeless, take them in, help heal their post-traumatic stress, their addictions, and blah, blah. And then be able to, reorientate them back into community. Yeah, it's really awesome. And actually, Dignity Village.
That's what they should do with all these bases, I think. How many military bases we have around the world? 883 of them?
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
in how many countries?
Annie Jacobson, the from the Department of Defense, DOD, I got that, information. It was 883 military bases in 177 countries. But Annie Jacobson said, No, she said it's actually 884 military bases in 184 countries. Yeah. So, I mean, it's nuts, you know, and our guys, we just can't, you know, we should be leading the way, you know, and have these healing art transformation, clearing, you know, centers, get people connected to source, you know, and the Holy Spirit realm, the light of God is attached to, the Holy Spirit realm is attached to the benevolent ETs. They want to help us, but they can't override free will. So people get, like, you know, all these different, you know, sightings, or they'll see him here and there, you know, and when they call out to God, and you know, it doesn't matter. All the major religions know, you know, they know about that. They know that there's a benevolent layer of beings that where Jesus came from, you know, Andromeda system and the Arcturians and the Pleiadians. Pleiadians are really look like us. They're all over here. And Arcturians, right? So we have to bring heaven to earth, everybody. If you're, you know, we're supposed to be cleaning up this planet, bring heaven to earth for people. Well, how do you do that? Well, for one,
well, being Christ-like, each one of us in ourselves. I mean, you know, isn't that in the Lord's Prayer? I mean, being Christ-like on earth as it is in heaven.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, our Father who art in heaven. I say our Father, Mother, who art in heaven, because there's. Anyway, our Father and Mother who art in heaven, hallowed be thy names. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Oh, let's see, I don't think there's any for... Okay. And the other one says, forgive our debts, as we forgive our debtors. For thine is kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Yeah, so we don't forgive, you know, and we don't forgive our trespass, you know, we're not, you know, we have to grow up, you know, we really do. I mean, to think of any churches at this point, you know, saying that they are pro-life, but they're pro-war is absolutely insane. I mean, what an oxymoron.
I'm really distraught about this administration, the way they want to cut off people's food stamps in the middle of a crisis like this, a health crisis. And then, you know, they're talking about cutting, you know, Social Security, which is not a privilege. I mean, everybody worked their ass off all their life, getting money taken out of their check the whole time, which they have borrowed trillions against Social Security. That's why they don't want to have anybody get it, because they want to keep borrowing against it. It's ridiculous what this administration has got away with, highway robbery, and now drilling and fracking our country to smithereens, destroying all our water sources. I mean, how many buzzers and bells have to go off? You know, I think it's a sin to have to wait for another election to be able to change all this. But, you know, if that's what it takes to wake up America, you know, I guess America needs to suffer a little to not make the same mistake again, you know.
Well, it's, you know, I think we're growing up. That's what the ascension and awakening and all the different, you know, conscious evolutionary Gaia, you know, .com too, and GaiaTV.com, spiritual cinema. They went right online only like in the 90s. It's really interesting. Body, Mind, Spirit Expo people, BMSE.net. They've actually been happening all over the world for like at least 50 years. And we just went the wrong way, okay? We've allowed, you know, we went the wrong way. We didn't know that, you know, hey, if you're angry or upset, grow up, go get some help. Your answers are inside of you. It might even be a past life trauma or relationship or quandary or a lesson that you didn't get yet, and so you struggle with it. And then the way the programs are set up on the planet, these ego mind, Course in Miracles stuff, it's really important, Marianne Williamson, you know, the Course in Miracles that she helped spread out there.
Mm-hmm.
Because the answers are within. They're within each person. There's just so much information that, you know, is out there right now about, you can Google it even, okay? All answers are within. Google it. I mean, it's like, whoa, we have to grow up. You know, we do. And come together, you know, as a species. That's why two things we really need. Legislation, really important legislation, for heart and soul-based community services, okay, with a good basic income, with health care, it's just so important, instead of, you know, more citizen soldiers and more, you know, teaching fear and soldiering or policing, okay, we need heart and soul-based community services with a good basic income instead of giving it to soldiers to kill, which ends up killing
them. Yeah, and also, you know, they'll teach
people how
to work with the mentally disturbed people, how to work with them, not incarcerate them.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
I mean, how many of the incarcerated are due to, it's over 90% that are either, you know, have some sort of mental health problem or related abusive addictions or, you know, really extremely, you know, low-level coping skills, you know, and most all of them, you know, have post-traumatic stress. There's only a few that are really evil, intentionally hurtful and evil, period. They get off on it. They got to go.
Right. They do. I mean,
yeah.
It's very important. But these privatized prisons, they've got to go. And we got to defund all this privatized prison stuff because they just make up more excuses to keep people there longer. So we as citizens have to pay $700 and $750 a day, I believe is what the numbers are, per person to keep them in these privatized prisons. And you know they're not using up those kind of resources. I mean, these guys are raking in the dough off of this, and they're going to keep them there, and they're going to keep them full, and they're going to keep these drug wars going on. They're going to keep pumping drugs into these cities and into the black parts of these towns to try to keep the black men down so they can bust them and incarcerate them and keep their money machines going. And it's ridiculous what's going on.
Yeah.
And America's turning a blind eye to all this.
Yeah, and the wars.
You know, it's really sad, the lives that are being wasted and the millions upon millions of dollars that they are raking in, and they're going to keep doing it. And now we've got them doing the same damn thing with all these Hispanic kids at the border. Come on, America, we're better than this. I can't believe it. That this is 2020, and this is even going on. I mean, yeah, we're supposed to be evolved. You know, I don't know. I'll let you take over there, Lynn.
That's okay. Yeah, thank you. There's neveragainaction.org, neveragainaction.org. Amazing Jewish youth that are stepping up going, they see the tyranny and ICE and the detention centers, and they're on it. So you might want to reach out to the neveragainaction.org groups. And then, isn't it interesting how Big Pharma's overseeing all this in a way that is promoting these other systems? And, oh, by the way, you know, if you've got all those systems in place, then, let's see. You're not allowed to go gather. You can't travel. Oh, but the rich can, because they have private jets, remember? Oh! Okay, so...
Oh, yeah, right.
Deep doo-doo, okay? That all the youth, all these activisms, that's part of the reason they're doing this. They don't want people stepping up, like the Indivisible, Some of Us, Working Families Group, Bernie. I mean, ourrevolution.org, ourrevolution.org, ourrevolution.org. I mean, he's got the
I'm proud of these kids that are stepping up and taking the reins by their hands. I mean, we need more of that in America. We need people, these kids, to step up and say, hey, we're not going to put up with any more of this bullshit. You know?
Politics, it's just...
Pardon me.
No, it's just our... It's just our... You know, it's us. It's like, you know, if we need our Constitution, okay, not corruption. Again, you go to Heart and Soul Community Services. If it was being mass advertised right now, massively advertised legislation for Heart and Soul Community Services, good basic income and health care, not military services, basic income and health care. No, and no, and no thank you, okay? Come on, people. Come on. Come on. So we can, if that was mass advertised, we could actually step in right now and get with, like, what we have here, and it's actually could be, I mean, it's already online, so we could run it quickly, is we have nurturing, caring, it was nurturing, caring communities. Then it went to New Community Coalition. You can look it up, Coos Hub and dot, anyway, it's so cool. All, it's already set up to have all the online job openings at your own heart and soul level to volunteer. Pay them. You know, that's all we have to do is pay them. Okay? Instead, right. You know, instead of, we have over 22,000 501c3s in Oregon. They could start paying people, you know, tomorrow. I mean, come on. That's really what we can do, you know. It's just advertising and marketing. You know, and then, you know, probably have to, you know, way tax Wall Street bankers, you know, the Wall Street machines and the robots, you know, and take money.
Yeah, so what do we do? What do we do here, though, Lynn? With our bankers here, we bail them out. And what do they do in other countries?
Oh, I know. In Iceland, everyone, Michael Moore. Oh, Michael Moore's got new information out there, too. He's got a podcast that's happening. He's been backing, helping Bernie for a long time. He gets it because we need it. The revolution isn't with guns. It's not right versus the left that we're being set up for. Not at all. It's a political revolution, economic, political revolution of worthiness and evolution for our real constitution that we don't have, to end the corruption that we do have. And not
right.
More money.
And the lobbyists.
Yeah, and it's not more money for military training ever. I mean, it's over. Gig's up. You know, I mean, all those machines, all that information, all that stuff can all be hacked. We've got to clean up the biochemical warfare mess we helped start with Monsanto, remember?
I mean, why do they want to make more nukes? Don't we have enough nukes already? I can't understand. We need more money for more nukes.
I know,
what
and how about
that?
I know, what about the cleanup of the nuclear power plants now? You know? And when they
What about all this fracking sludge that they're producing constantly? You never hear anything about that. They just trucked tons and tons of it to Oregon just recently.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yes, it's ridiculous. Containers and containers of fracking sludge. And there's all these different chemicals. I don't know how many chemicals are in fracking, but, I mean, they use all kinds of
590.
Only 590 chemicals on land. Well, what's that doing to our groundwater, and how many thousands of years does that last? I mean, can't we look at Flint, Michigan, and get an idea what's happening in America with this fracking? I don't understand.
Oklahoma, the earthquakes, fracking helps those be generated. And then the other thing that they know, you can go to Gasland 1, Gasland 2, check out the info. You know, I mean, there's so much information on 165,000 leaking pipes right now. And who's repairing them? Oh, they have indemnity. Too bad. Tough. Too bad.
Oh, an indemnity clause that they don't have to repair them, huh?
Yeah.
Is that the deal?
Oh, I mean, the Hey, we used to have an EPA that would help that happen, but we don't need. Hey, drill wherever you want. Do it. Drill
and
wherever
EPA
you want.
EPA is such a joke. They have no funding. They don't even call you back. I mean, I've been trying to get these cars out of the Columbia River for 3 years. I called both governor's offices, all the doggone senators, and nobody will call me back. I just think, oh, man, you know, what's the guy do?
Yeah, who's getting paid to do what when you follow the money, right? But they're so busy. I mean, right now what's happened has just been so atrocious. And, you know, I mean, such a put-off with the voting, you know. And Tom Hartman, everyone, he's got his new book out there. And then the gerrymandering. And then Mike Pallance, too. I think it's Mike. Yeah, I think so. Anyway, Tom Hartman.
Well, everybody's home. They got some time to read now, I guess.
Voting. Yeah. You know, his latest book is about, you know, gerrymandering and voting suppression and what's really happened in that realm. So, and the kids know. So I just want to get, you know, think about this also, too. So the other thing is every electoral office, I'm going to say it again, every electoral office in every county. So we have all this set up. The electoral office has ordinances. That's how you get, you write the ordinances, and you get the legislation for biophotonic water systems. Infrastructure funds are out there. And, you know, you think, oh, they're just going to, you know, our government's going to. No, we're the government. We the people, you know. I mean, it's us. We're supposed to be having the government for the people, by the people, and the money is supposed to go for clean air, clean water, clean food, not robotic warfare and more warfare and more warfare projects and more warfare. Oh, and more drugs and more mass and drug wars.
You know, I don't get it. I mean, they legalize marijuana, they get millions of dollars from it, and you don't see any help for the homeless. You know, you don't see them. At least they could fund Wapiti for a couple of years with just the pot money. I mean, it's ridiculous. But, you know, everybody's got their fingers in the cookie jar, I'm sure, you know.
Yeah, but the thing is, we giving money for people, again, to get the legislation out there, and then people, where they're going to go volunteer at their own residence. Like, I mean, I know people that are here for cats. There's other ones here for dogs. There's people here for exotic birds.
Sure.
There's people here that love, you know, being in the ocean, and they're actually here for fish and the sea life, right? I call them the water people.
Right,
I mean, what are pay people? There's so much work to be done, and recycling. I mean, Recycle Sweden. There is so much work, and all we have to do is show people online all the possibilities, all the projects, and then also to, you know, where they can just go get a job. I mean, it's like not.
Well, hold a second. Slow down a second.
Be watched anyway.
You
should know where they want to work. Go ahead. Sorry.
You know, you said Recycle Sweden. Now that's really a good one that people can get together and look at. You know, different countries can look at and really see what Sweden's doing. I mean, they're really recycling. They got great programs over there, and it's working.
Oh yeah, yeah. And the hydroponic. So, I mean, think if we had hydroponic as part of infrastructure development. Is hydroponics in every church, every school. Old buildings, you know, and edible landscaping crew jobs, okay? So develop all
that.
Well,
when you look across a metropolis and you see all these rooftops.
Yeah.
Imagine all those rooftops being gardens. And then also, if you have metal roofing, you're not going to have to replace this tar and asphalt roofing. It's a nasty, eco-unfriendly job that has to be done every 20 years to every house, you know, and big, huge expense.
Yeah.
You know, when they can have these gutters that run the hydroponic nutrient right back into barrels. The barrels have these sequence timers that blow off an air compressor that blow millions of bubbles through the solution right before the pump kicks on and sends out that highly oxygenated water to all the plants, and they get watered for like 7 minutes, and then they sit for another 15 minutes before the sequence timer goes off again, and it does it again. And they just keep growing and growing and growing. It's real Jack and the Beanstalk stuff. And the food tastes solid and is, you know, it's healthy for you. And, you know, you are what you eat. So whatever you fertilize your stuff with is what you're going to be eating. You know, sea kelp is a wonderful medium to use, you know, but to each their own.
Blue Zone Project one. Did you get in touch with them at all, Frank?
I haven't, no.
Okay, well, the Blue Zone Project, UN.org, bluezoneproject.org for Oregon, it's kind of got, it's out of Oregon State University, which is, you know, OSU. It's agriculture. And really, it just seems like, come on, you know, they could help oversee the funding, the projects in every school, every town, old buildings, blah, blah, blah. I mean, you know, America is freaking amazing. We've got so much. We've just got to shift the money to pay people to be kind, compassionate, go green. You know, the Green New Deal is really important. You know, for land, sea, water, air, and jobs, renewable energy jobs. Everyone, check that out online. You know, share that, and it's just incredible. But again, the one of the biggest things of all is to stop the violence, and the bullying, and the wars, and the drug wars is love, right? And Jesus talked about self-love. Well, if you don't know who you are or really why you're here, and the only coping mechanisms you have has been drugs, guns, or being, you know, for post-traumatic stress of all kinds, you know, sexual, verbal, you know, now online, you know. Oops. We really need to get that out there. Oh, in the interfaith group, it's called becauseofyou.org, really beautiful for kids. Making videos and waking up, like, it's all energy. A jerk's a jerk. It really doesn't matter what age, okay? So we're really at this level that we could actually have the malls restructured for fun, 24 hours a day, open up to have people go in for arts, music, singing, dance, movement therapies, looking at contact improv. I mean, oh, my God. I mean, talk about intense. It's kind of got some of that's in Cirque du Soleil, you know, anyway,
that's a good idea, because, you know, there's a lot of people that get off work late, you know, at midnight, it's the swing shift people, and then they're awake during the night, and they can go to one of those places and be real involved, you know.
And have jelly, have some of the hydroponic, you know, organic projects, or, you know, and foods, whatever, even farm foods, you know, farm eggs, whatever. But, I mean, you know, farmers market people, it could be 24 hours a day, you know, new jobs, you know, cooperative, you know, programs that we have. And it's all possible, you know, right there. You know, it's kind of like Safeway, except, you know, whatever, they have a lot of stuff open late, or Walmart, or whatever, but or 24. But we need these places where people learn about all the ways to heal your life, self-help, medical hypnosis, direct contact with source, Akashic record readers, how to get it, you know, let go, work with source, you know. Because that's the most important thing for me right now, and I'm just like really want people to think about how to get the legislation out there for that, because without these centers where people go instead of jail, I mean, some obviously have to be taken, you know, restrained and go there to jail.
Sure, I mean, violent offenders, you know.
Yeah, but most of them, they need help. And even in the a lot of the jails, there's people that can go in transforming the jails, right, with different Course in Miracles programs, or, you know, all these Heart Math Institute and soul therapy. DrShaw.com, he's doing Love, Peace, Harmony. Check that out. And he does We have 5 minutes. Okay. And he's doing programs all over for soul marketing. So, you know, I do soul work. Anybody else out there doing soul contact, soul work, energetics? That's your, don't, it's so important right now because you're either going to go towards more AI, you know, thinking you're going to access more information. But the truth is, our souls, the light of God, is eternal knowledge. It's omniscient. Soul work is souls. Your soul knows everything, okay, that you need to be aware of. And it's very powerful, love and light, dimensional energies, harmonics, opening. And it has omnipresent Holy Spirits that are waiting to help you. They can't override free will. They cannot. It's a law of our Earth, this galaxy, as far as I know, this quadrant of I guess we're still beginners here on the planet. But anyway, so we're barely a class one civilization. That's how.
Well, that's par for the course, and yeah, I could call us that. I think that the main thing is everybody to resonate with their beliefs, and the one thing that has always been great about America is everybody's been allowed to believe what they want, when they want, and pray where they want, and
yeah.
Nobody has a right to tell anybody else any different. And
right.
That's what this place was. You know, we're all immigrants, except for the people that were here in the beginning, the Native Americans that have been treated so completely horribly. It's just sickening what we as immigrants have done to the Native Americans. I don't even want to get started, but being loving, caring, and sharing, and actually thinking about and praying for people you don't even know. Not asking God for, oh, I want this and I want that and then me. Pray for other people and other things, caringly, genuinely so.
Okay, and I'm praying right now. We're happy to end up. Okay, that I'm praying, Heavenly Creator, in your Son's name, Jesus Christ, and all the divine Holy Spirit realms of all the archangels and enlightened beings on the planet, that we get massive divine intervention with legions of angels so that we can transform the consciousness to unity and look up the 12 basic universal laws. They're cosmic. And it's all energy. We're all interconnected. And do you want to, what do you have to say on the way out here? Oh, wait, real quick. FCNL.org. If anyone can understand that, we how to get the legislation out there and the for this and the churches unite with the green groups, spiritual groups, and all the different activist groups that are caring. We really need help to get the legislation, and it's FCNL.org. Frank, Carol, Nancy. Louise.org, FCNL.org, that's a Quakers Friends Committee on National Legislation, and it looks like they're ready to help, you know, get the legislation focused on, and maybe some of the billionaires stepping in that are showing they do care about the planet and people and political changes. Please, let's get them to help advertise and market and get this planet into enlightenment, green civil services, and caring, loving, sharing light, and enlightenment centers that are fun, art, music, singing, dance, movement, poetry, you know, all kinds of projects and programs. And a lot of people, you know, all the different movement therapies they could check into and be part of, jobs or what have you. Anyway, alrighty, Frank, do you want, you're on Facebook, you want to give your contact info? We only have about 30
seconds. I'm just on Facebook, Frank M. Pikarski at gmail.com. And love to everybody out there. It's Pi Day today, 314. My birthday, actually. And,
I know. Happy birthday.
And so love, peace, and harmony to everybody out there. No matter what your religion, we all need to unite together to make the world a healed place. God bless you all.
Thank you so much, Frank, for taking time to be on the call. I really appreciate it. All right, everyone, we're signing out. Yep, much love, light, peace, joy, harmony, new jobs, new legislation, new jobs, new mass advertising, marketing, and education programs, mindfulness, critical thinking. We're all energy, and let's create the planet of enlightenment and peace and joy. Joyful children of God everywhere, you know, not drugs and guns and poisons. And okay, love you all, and we'll go out today with Planet of the Light by Sarah Adams. Bless you, and thank you all so much for tuning in today. Lynn, Mystic Healer, bbsradio.com, Station 1, under Spiritual Emergency Training. Thank you now. Shining.